Cloudy tonight, expect low about 60. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high up to 88.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
It's Wednesday, time for that last word in real estate, and she is, well, she's got the ammunition, you know, because it's rapid fire real estate, right? Anita Hiles, good afternoon.
Right. Good afternoon, AJ. Love to have you today, and welcome
glad
everybody
to, have you here.
To Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I'm excited about today's show. I got Jim Schmidt from Loan Depot is my co-host today.
Good afternoon. Great to be back. Good to see you.
Great to always see you. Woo. And of course, I have my favorite insurance dude, and he is with Brightway Insurance. It is Jeff Stoneking.
Hey there, Anita.
And Jim. Jeff, I saw you this morning. I mean, you've been just yapping away all day today about insurance and getting ready for hurricane season. So we're going to talk a little bit about hurricanes today. And I want everybody to call in because I want to find out what is that one thing that you do that kind of nobody else does, but is kind of cool, you know?
Right, right.
Everybody has their little tidbit. I always have like a triage, you know, set up.
Yep.
You know, the ex-cop in me is like, put a triage. You never know. Somebody might, you know, have a cut finger. And I'm ready to do an operation. Yeah. You know?
And around these parts, they actually sometimes have hurricane parties. But anyway.
Yeah. And that's true.
That's my biggest preparation.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll talk about how to do a hurricane party later. But we're not talking about the drink hurricane. We're talking about the disaster hurricane.
Oh, and, okay.
Yes. All right. So I got Jim back on board. But, you know, there's still a lot of people out there that have not recovered from the devastation. And so if you have stories about that, you know, call us. And we'd like to hear from you and like to hear about that little tidbit that you do that you would like to share that has been successful for your family during, a disaster or a tropical storm situation. And the number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. Yes, we changed our phone number not too long ago. And
it makes a lot more sense since this is AM 600. So
yes.
831-0600. Give us a call.
Or 101.1 FM. We are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And online too.
That's right. So, and don't forget to download the WBOB app. But, you know, today I was looking through the internet, you know, because I get NAR information. NAR is the National Association of Realtors. And I also get the Florida information for realtors. And what I found funny is the headline for NAR, the National Association of Realtors, is the U.S. existing home sales slid 4.9% in March.
Ooh.
I know. You would think.
Yeah.
Okay. Crisis. And then the Florida headline is Florida's housing market pending sales, medium prices up in March. So, of course, I had to read both. And out of the state, out of the U.S., we're actually doing pretty sweet on the home buying and selling process here in Florida, which is always wonderful to know because this is a destination for a lot of people. You know, you can ask anybody. This is what I heard when I moved here is everybody's coming from somewhere.
Yep.
You know, it's hard to find that homegrown person. And so when you do, it's like you get all excited. Oh, you were born here? I'm always jealous when somebody says they were born here because it's so awesome here.
Right. Florida.
Know? That's why the Jaguars have trouble with the fan base is everybody's from someplace else.
Right.
They've got
that's
another
correct.
Team.
Not from Philadelphia.
Like,
yeah.
Right. That's correct. Go Chiefs. So everybody is rooting for like the LA Rams or, you know, or Pittsburgh Steelers is a big fan base here.
But none of us want to go back. We want to stay here.
Oh, of course. So. Of course. And even, you know, everybody's going, God, you're from sunny California? No, I'm from smoggy California. You might see the sun on occasion. But it is beautiful there, but a lot of people. And, you know, so moving here was, it was awesome. I mean, this is such a beautiful state. So it's not surprising to me to see that here in Florida compared to other states that we are still doing well in real estate. And so if you need to buy or sell, you need to call me at 904-290-1552. That's 904-290-1552. I am still offering that great deal that if you list your home with me, I will purchase that home warranty.
Home warranty, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And with Carly Mack, she's our gal on our show, and we just love Carly Mack, and she produces a great product and for a home warranty, and then they value about $550. So you definitely want to give me a call. I'd love to list your home right now because they are moving. And it says here, Florida housing market reported more pending sales, higher median price sales, and an increase in active listings in March compared to a year ago. So that's awesome. Statewide, just for March alone, we had over 25,000 deals going down. And
holy smokes.
You can't beat that in a handbasket right there. So it says here the average home, let's see, in February of 2019 was $251,400.
Mm.
So not a bad deal, which we always know that. The average home right now is about $250,000.
Yep.
That is what makes the market move, is that $250,000 house.
A little bit of the sweet spot.
Yeah. You know, when you get into that 400 range, you're creeping up to that higher priced home. Yeah. They stay on the market a little bit longer, and but they're still selling out there. I got a terrific home in Tamaya that all you folks need to call me and ask me about because it is an incredible deal. Also, according to Freddie Mac, the average commitment rate for a 30-year conventional fixed-rate mortgage decreased to 4.27% in March from February's 4.37%. And, Jim, maybe you can give us a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about the loans right now.
Yeah, in fact, it's funny when I hear your comments about the percentage of sales, and I try to reflect back over the last year or two because we see it on social media, agent relationships, that the sales have been there. And Florida has been probably one of the top states in a while. So it's really not surprising. To answer your question about the rates, there's no doubt the market has come down in a positive way. Gosh, I mean, even in the last probably since October, November, some rates are down 0.5%, 0.75%. So they're not the lowest they've ever been. That was probably about a year and a half ago when they were like in the threes. That was a little bit of a nice surprise, but they are down right now. It's an aggressive time to buy. You know, people are able to get into homes that they might not have been able to get in.
Hey, listen, if you can get, if you can purchase a home that is not at 6%, 7%, or 8% interest, you're rocking it.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
It's
good time. As we know back in time, that was the average. We've been spoiled. You know, when the market crashed, a lot of us hurt, a lot of us lost things, and this lowered the interest rate to help the economy recover, and here we are. It is recovering, and
it's healthy.
And interest is still at a stellar.
It is
it's
go
a
time
bargain,
right now,
Dubai. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you, because all of you know that I bought a house, and
hopefully that's going well.
2-week anniversary right now.
I know. Wow. Exactly. Yep. And Jim, what a sweetheart. He ended up calling me to tell me happy 1-week anniversary. I was like, yes.
That's funny.
Yes. So I'm going to tell you why I hurt from the tip of my head to the tip of my toe when we come back.
Ouch.
So don't change the channel.
And now, Anita, how can the, now if people can't call in the show today, how can they call you?
Well, we want them to call in the show here at 904-831-0600, but they can always reach me at 904-290-1552 at Realty Executive Oceanside.
That's the place. And Anita Hiles, she's the lady with all the great guests and all the information you need during this pre-hurricane season. We'll be there soon enough, that's for sure. All the information you need coming right up here on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Oh, watch out now. We're talking about hurricanes. It's the last word in real estate. With Anita Hiles at Rapid Fire Real Estate, you're going to need a brick house when you're talking about hurricanes.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm going to explain why I hurt from the tip of my head to the tip of my toe, and I'll tell you. When all your buddies, and they're usually men, say, we've got this.
Careful.
I know.
Here it comes.
Every woman out there is laughing right now. They're all laughing right at me going, oh, you took that. You actually believed them. And they said, we got this. Yeah.
We have good intent.
I know you do. My body hurts because I did not get the moving company that I know that I should have gotten, because I know it's not that expensive to move me locally. And so as they say, we got this. Who's the last one standing?
That was you.
That was me. Uh-oh. Yes. And I, you know... But you know what? I they hooked me in. I think I'm still 32 years old. Yeah, we got this. You know, it's just a small place. It's like,
come on, it's nothing.
It's the little things. It's not even the big furniture. It's the little things that you go back to, and by that time you're exhausted and you're going, I still have under the bathroom sink to clear out. Are you kidding me? It's like somebody just grabbed a trash bag.
You think you can get it all in one more trip, and it takes like eight more.
I've got one more thing sitting in my condo, and it is my jewelry box. You know, one of those tall jewelry boxes. Yeah, I don't know if that's ever going to make it to my house.
Wow. Is it tougher moving into a smaller place, would you say? Or did you pre-anticipate everything to you? So you were probably where you needed to be.
I'm really good. I don't have a whole lot of stuff. So
okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. You know, there was a few things I had to go on Facebook Marketplace and had to purge on there. And they were gone in an instant because I, pretty much given good furniture away. But hey, it went to a good home. That's the way I look at it. Yeah. And I didn't have to move it. So I did have to get rid of a few pieces and stuff. There's still probably a few pieces that I should have gotten rid of, but I love them so much. There's no way.
Emotional attachment.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's just, I'm not going to do it. But today, Jeff Stonekeen from Brightway Insurance, tell us what we should know. What are some key things that, and a lot of people are going, why are we talking about hurricanes? Well, I'll tell you why. Because you need to prepare your home. This is, you know, it's. I was telling these guys at break, you know, now that I have a home versus a condo, and I love Wolf Creek Condos, best condo place around. Let me tell you, if you need to buy one, call me. I never knew there was a hurricane going on. You know, it's they are block construction there. You do not hear one thing. And so I didn't realize anything was happening until I opened my back door. But now that I have a house, I want to buy like a bunch of bubble wrap. Just wrap my house in bubble wrap.
Protect a little bit.
What are some tips that you can give us? And we want people to call in because we want people to ask you questions, the insurance man of the hour, and tell us that one tidbit that you think is so cool, that you think is helpful that we can share with others about, you know, what we should have during a hurricane. That's 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And Jeff, give us some info.
Okay. Well, Anita, again, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Sure.
Again. You know, when you say, you know, tips for hurricane, there's all kinds of different directions you can go with insurance. You know, Jacksonville had been very lucky as far as not having a hurricane for quite a few years. And when we did get the hurricane, there was a lot of surprises with that.
Yeah,
sure.
A lot of insurance agents that had not been in the business back when there was a previous hurricane, there was some little differences within the policies of some of the insurance policies that people were not aware of. And so I would say, you know, speak to your insurance agent, really know what you truly have, or take a look at your policy with that. You know, one of the biggest things is most insurance policies have a 2% hurricane deductible. So you may have a $500 or $1,000 deductible for anything except for hurricane, but that hurricane deductible is usually 2% of the dwelling coverage. So if our average dwelling is $250,000, that means you have a $5,000 hurricane deductible, which is a big shock. And there's things that you can do with that. There are insurance companies now that are offering a lower hurricane deductible, $1,000 hurricane deductible, which can be a big savings. There's insurance companies that the 2% higher deductible kicks in if it's a named tropical storm. There's insurance companies that hurricane deductible does not kick in until it's a named hurricane. So Jacksonville had, you know, previously just had tropical storms in this area. And some companies that would have, if you had storm damage, you would have a 2% deductible. And other companies, you might have a $1,000 deductible. So a big difference with that. And so when customers start looking at the insurance premium and one company's $40 a year difference, you know, than somebody else, well, that may be the best $40 you spend by getting, you know, that company that has that lower deductible. Or wind-driven rain was a big item that a lot of insurance companies do not, and we talked about that last time.
Yes, because sideways rain coming into your house.
Sideways rain. If you
is
have
different
a,
from regular rain.
If
so.
You have a vent that's on your roof and it may have not been installed properly and wind comes through and the rain comes through and causes damage through that, or damage comes through your doors or windows that maybe you didn't know didn't have good caulking, but it should have been caulked. There's certain insurance carriers that do not pay for wind-driven rain. Certain insurance companies that do. So, you know, it's exciting things like that, you know, that makes, you know, insurance where one policy is completely different than another.
So tip one is, I mean, obviously just complete awareness of what the policy is. I mean, I think we all are guilty of just not taking that declaration page
it's not
and then,
to
right,
us.
Just kind of pushing it away and not understanding. So, yeah, that's
and
good advice.
One of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this early, because we're almost May 1st, and You know, hurricane season is June 1st through November 30th. And one thing that I can't stand is at the last minute, everybody is running around like, you know, if there's a riot, it's chaos. And if you start preparing now, like when you're in Costco this weekend and you go, hey, there's a rack there of bottled water, let me grab it now. I tend to prepare for things, and I think that's just the law enforcement side of me. So I already have a kit together for my animals, and them first before me, you know, typical, right? And then, like me, I've got to start buying my bottled water and stuff. This is the time to do it. Don't wait until everyone is trying to get gasoline and everyone's trying to get that bottled water, because we forget that we have faucet water when there's prior to a hurricane. It's obviously sometimes water ends up being bad and contaminated later. But, you know, you see all these lines and everybody fighting over water, and it's like, just turn on your faucet, fill up some canisters, you know, fill up your tub with water. You know, that's what I always do. I always fill up my tub with water just in case. And you want to do those things, those little tidbits of things to purchase, your first aid kits, things that we forget about and we always put off until that last minute. So we have a month of preparation. And so you're not only going to hear it here on Rapid Fire Real Estate, but you're going to see it on the news. The city's having different events coming up. And so you definitely want to go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, because in the next couple of days, I will have information on there about hurricanes and how to prepare and the different events that are going to be happening here in town. In fact, they have one coming up for realtors that I saw, and I was like, wow. And that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Great. So, you know, better safe. Let's get started now. Mm-hmm. You know, let's do a team effort. Let's do that pinky shake, whatever it is that we need to do. But this is the time to start collecting these things. And reviewing your policy is right up there. You've got to pull that out.
Oh, it's got to be huge.
Because if you wait too long, it's going to be too late.
Right. Yeah, I would talk
to them. They will freeze it up. You can't change anything. You can't add anything. So if you're not sure, God, did I get flood insurance or didn't I get flood insurance? If you're not sure, then this week, tomorrow morning, call your insurance dude and say, hey, do I have this or don't I have this? And if I don't, how much is it?
And one thing to keep in mind, too, is if you've done any updates to your home. I remember right before Hurricane Matthew at 9 o'clock in the morning, I had a phone call from somebody saying, hey, I need to update my insurance, and because I added a swimming pool. And by 10 o'clock, the insurance company had closed down. They were not doing any updates to their policy. And the customer was frustrated because of the fact that we couldn't get their policy updated.
It was like a day or two before the storm was kind of coming.
It was a day or two before. And I asked them, I said, how long have you had the pool? And they said, oh, about 6 months ago. And so, you know, just looking at those different things, you know, and if you've done any updates to your home, make sure your insurance agent knows that.
Yes, this is right. Everyone tells us this is like the biggest purchase you're going to do in your lifetime is buy a single family home.
Yeah.
And so you want to protect it. If I wish I could put, you know, bubble wrap around every home in this town, so everybody, you know, after everything settles, that everyone's home is safe. But it's not realistic. We can't do that. I wish I could. But so this is the time. This is an expensive asset that you want to protect. And so you need to contact your insurance. You need to find out. I'm a firm believer that everybody needs to have flood insurance, because flood insurance doesn't necessarily mean that your house is flooded. It depends where the water's coming from, but you definitely want to be well insured and taken care of.
And I can give you some updates on that too.
Yeah. Because all the zones have changed. And so
like recently, right?
Some of them, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have changed. And so you're going to share a little tidbit about that. So give us a call at 904-831-0600. Give us a little tidbit about hurricanes and what works for you. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside.
All right, that's a good thing. But you have more information coming up about the hurricane season, which is not that far away. We're almost at May 1st, like Anita said, and June 1st it officially starts, and you want to be prepared and just hope that we don't have a large storm this year. Let's hope. All right. Well, we'll find out more. The last word on insurance coming up and on real estate. It's all right here.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Sri Lanka's president has shaken up the country's top security establishment after officials failed to act on reports warning of possible attacks before the Easter bombings of hotels and Christian churches that killed over 350 people. The capital of Colombo remains rattled by reports that police were still conducting controlled detonations of suspicious items 3 days after the attacks. And the U.S. ambassador to the country says Washington believes the terrorist plotting is ongoing. The train known as the Beast is once again rumbling through the night, loaded with people headed toward the U.S. border after a raid on a migrant caravan threatened to end the practice of massive highway marches through Mexico. With dozens of police and immigration checkpoints dotting the highways, many migrants now view the train as a safer way to reach the U.S. despite its notorious dangers. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 59 points. This is SRN News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Seeing some delays because of an accident on I-95 at the northbound ramp from the exit at Pecan Park Road on the north side. Also, there's a disabled vehicle on I-95 southbound at the Trout River Bridge. Be careful there. And congestion on I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge and the ramp to I-10. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low about 60. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high up to 88.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St.
I'm Lou Dobbs. There's a bidding war over Anadarko Petroleum. Stop and Shop supermarket strike costing $100 million and more quarterly reports today. Those stories next.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxer Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media, we don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
Occidental Petroleum today bidding $38 billion for rival Anadarko Petroleum, topping a recent $33 billion bid by Chevron. As unionized employees vote on a new contract today, New England's largest supermarket chain, Stop and Shop, says it lost $100 million because of the 11-day strike that ended on Easter Sunday. On Wall Street, stocks closing slightly lower. The Dow Jones Industrials down 59 points. The NASDAQ down 19. The S&P lost 6. More quarterly corporate reports today. Domino's Pizza, its profits up 4.4% in the first quarter. Norfolk Southern Railway boosting its profits by 23% in the first quarter. And they earned $677 million. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
All right, once again, it's time to return to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. We got the last word in real estate and the last word in insurance as well, because that concerns the whole subject we're talking about today. That's about the hurricanes, Anita.
Yes, and a tropical storm is when winds are about 39 to 72 miles per hour. A hurricane is when winds are 74 miles per hour or greater.
That's a category one.
That is the
So where's that 1 mile an hour missing? Is it nothing?
Buckle down and put on that seatbelt. And we have Ann on the line, and she has a question for Jeff Stone King about flood insurance. Hello, Anna. Ann, sorry.
Hello.
Hey there, Ann.
Hi.
How are you today? Thank you for calling Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
I'm good. How are y'all?
We are all doing great.
Hey there, Ann.
I hear two people talking.
Because we're all here for you, Ann.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So what is your question?
Okay, well, I have a question about flood insurance. Does it cover under hurricane?
So flood insurance is a completely separate policy. So your homeowner's policy will cover if rain, typically assuming that it's a covered event, will cover if rain comes through your roof, through the windows. So if a tornado during a hurricane comes through, blows the roof off the home, that's going to be covered under your homeowner's policy in most cases.
What about a tree? A tree
falling on your home is going to be the same thing. It should typically be covered by your homeowner's policy. And I always like to say typically because there's always a unique scenario that it might be variables, but in general it's going to be. Flood insurance is strictly from rising water. And that rising water can come from it raining continually for days, or it can come from a storm surge out by the beach or close to the river or something like that. But it's literally just from rising water coming up from outside.
Okay.
Does that help explain that?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say with that, I hear all the time, I'm not in a flood zone. And the one thing I would tell people is everybody's in a flood zone.
That's right.
Florida.
If it can rain, it can flood. You may be in a lower risk flood zone. Most of Florida in that lower risk is a flood zone X. But I can tell you that statistically, 25% of all flood claims are in those X zones. Mm-hmm. So it still absolutely happens. One of the things that happened with Hurricane Sandy up north was the fact that a majority of that area and also the storm in Houston several years ago, a majority of those areas were in flood zone X's. And I want to say 70-75% of the people that had damage did not have any flood damage.
Oh, my gosh. So.
Yes. So you want to, my theory is you always have it. You never know when you're going to need it. And when you need it, then you're going to, I should have gotten it. And, that's pretty much what insurance is. You don't.
Right. And it is. You know. It's at risk versus, whether or not, you're paying that money and will you ever need it. I mean, on your homeowner's insurance, the average person only files a claim once every 20 years. And I always tell people, it doesn't mean that you won't file a claim a week into moving into your home or 2 weeks, is in a need a situation. But it doesn't mean, the statistics are you're only going to file a claim once every 20 years. And people think, if I have that small item, insurance should pay for it or something. Insurance is set up to pay for those big items. If somebody has a $30,000, $50,000 claim, or the house burns down, that's where you really see the benefit of your policy. But one of the things on the flood insurance is that there's been some major changes over the last couple of years on flood insurance. One is just in November and December for Duval and St. John's County, the flood zones changed. So there's a lot of people getting notices right now that they did not used to be in a flood zone and now they are, or that they used to be in a higher risk flood zone and now they're not in the higher risk zones.
I've had a few people call in, like the mortgage that we did, like, what's this flood stuff we're talking about now? Right. I'm like, what?
Right.
Sure enough.
Because they're now in the higher risk zones.
And two, just so people know, when a hurricane comes through or a major tropical storm, real estate comes to a stop. A lot of people don't know that, but we do not close.
Oh, yeah.
So what happens a lot of times, especially in the last year or so when we've had Matthew and then Irma, was the fact that everything stops. And once, we finally get back on our feet here, we send the appraiser has to go back to confirm that there's no damage on the house. And so, and I always tell my people to get a reinspection, of course, with Wally Conway, get a reinspection on those homes to make sure there is no additional damage caused by the hurricane. We had an instance where a home closed and we were only the referring agent. We referred it to another company, and thank God we did. But after closing, there was a lot of hurricane damage on the roof. And so, you know, they wanted to sue and so on and so forth. Well, they should have had it re-inspected. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just common sense. Their realtor should have directed them to have a re-inspection on that house prior to closing. Mm. And so everything comes to a stop. And yes, the appraiser does go out there, but he's only looking for the obvious things that are going to keep it from closing. I say always get it re-inspected during that time period. Make sure that the roof is still certified.
Right.
And then go ahead and close. But we do come to a stop. You know, it just freezes up.
Yeah.
It's like we're done. We're done until we get the go-ahead from the lenders. So, which you can vouch for that.
Oh, yeah. Every time it happens, we of course, get a little stressed and we don't like it because everyone's trying to fulfill sure. their duties and get it closed and make everyone happy. And when that happens,
and I always like the ones that are trying to rush it. It's like, no, don't rush it, sweetie.
Settle down. But the insurance companies like Jeff will usually give us notice, you know, days or if not weeks in advance that, hey, there's an approaching storm. Just want to let you know if you want to put a policy in place, it's got to be done by X. And then,
correct.
Just depending upon the volatility of that storm, it surely puts a halt on just about everything until we get the green light.
Okay, so things to do 5 days. 5 days prior to the tropical cyclone track forecast, it says gas and service your vehicle, inspect and secure a mobile home and tie downs. Mm. Listen frequently to radio, of course, Rapid Fire Real Estate, and Ed Dean in the morning, TV, and the Weather Channel. Of course, we always, you know,
listen to that.
Yeah.
Jim Cantore.
That's right. He's the man. If he's in town,
leave.
Absolutely. Store all your lawn furniture, which I did the other day just because of the, we're supposed to get the, you know.
Oh, yeah. On Friday?
Yeah.
The real bad storms.
So I've got a shed. Yay for my shed. My shed is definitely a she shed. It is awesome shed. I've never seen a shed that looks quite like mine. It's awesome.
See a picture of that.
So I, you would love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put away all my yard furniture. Purchase material to board up your windows if needed, and if you don't have shutters, and don't use tape on your windows.
They used to say to use tape. Now it's
not
tape.
In.
Yeah, it's
not a
it's
good
dangerous because now you put the big X and your window's going to break in a big X, and then you have flying big pieces versus that it's going to crumble
and just fall to the ground
and fall to the ground and then just. Go into a million little pieces versus being a flying object.
Interesting.
So do not tape up the windows. And here is your 3-day is double check your emergency supply kit. If you plan on evacuating, make arrangements. It says book reservations, but we know better that you got to do it.
That's too late.
That's way too late.
Yeah. You'll have to go about, 300 miles to find something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, I would change that time frame on that. In fact, I would probably say that you need to do that a whole week prior. So, and what else does it say here?
Are you putting this list on your site? This is good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reservations, pack, emergency supply kit. You know, if you're going to go mobile, even if you're going up to the Carolinas or you're going into Tennessee just to get to a little higher ground, make sure that you always travel with... with a first aid kit, and you might want to take some extra things with you to add into that kit because you just never know what happens when you're on the road during terrible weather. So here it is.
Yeah, you got to be careful no matter whether you hunker down or whether you're on the road because there could be other dangers and some wind events, some tornadic activity.
I like to just bunker down. That's what I do. And, you know, it's funny because I was being from California. My first one was Matthew. And, my whole family back at home, oh, my God. It's like, you know.
They're watching California, the guy. You have no warning, though, when they have an earthquake. So,
I know, but they're watching the guy from the Weather Channel, right?
And Jim Cantore was in town.
Yeah, they're watching Jim. And
Jacksonville
they're like,
Beach.
You need to go. And I'm like.
They're saying evacuate. We're working on the hurricane party.
I'm good.
Yeah, really.
I'm good. But we're going to talk about a little bit more about hurricanes, and then we're going to mention the good deals in town. You don't want to miss this.
We got some hot ones coming up.
We've got some hot stuff. So you want to stay tuned on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
All right, Anita. And what's that number to call at your office?
904-290-1552. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And of course, you can talk to Anita directly here. You have until just before 6 o'clock at 904-831-0600. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate, the last word in real estate right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Time to get back to Rapid Fire Real Estate right here on Talk Radio WBOB. You can talk to Anita Hiles and her guests at 904-831-0600. Anita, what you got?
Yes, and welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And please, please go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and like it.
Like it.
I have over 10,000 people that like my page, and I need more. I will have hurricane information on there within the next 2 days, and I will let you know that you need to get it at the City of Jacksonville Preparedness Guide. It is awesome, and please get your hands on it. You can make a copy of it if you like paper. If not, you can download it and save it on your desktop. It's got wonderful information. And you can always reach me to list your home or if you need to purchase a home at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. Or if you're just a little shy and didn't want to call in and be on the air, You can always call me afterwards and ask those questions. But we love when you call in at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And don't forget to start off your morning with our
Who could it be?
It's Ed Dean, our Superman in the morning. He is awesome.
I mean, he's flying around now. He must be practicing out there.
He's looking at us through the window. I see him right now.
All right.
Just wave. But he is awesome in the morning. He starts at 0600 and goes on through 0900 every day. You don't want to miss it.
Is that military or police time?
That is both.
0600. All right.
0600. Okay. A couple other things that we want to remind you about Hurricane. We're trying to put the bug in your ear to get out there, get your water now, get your supplies now, see what you got if you need to replenish some of these things. But things like turning off your propane tank, unplugging small appliances. This says to empty your refrigerator and freezer, but a lot of times we don't do that until after.
You might want to keep the refrigerator closed or get yourself some coolers. And another thing to mention,
you haven't gotten to it yet,
but if you're hunkering down, it's important to get to the ATM before the power goes out if it gets to that point and get yourself some cash because you may need it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you definitely want to get cash.
Because if the power goes out and then the storm's severe enough, we could be without power for over a week in many areas, as we were during especially Irma.
And if you're in Mandarin, it's a guarantee.
Well, all the tree coverage.
Yes. So you definitely want to have some cash on hand. So you want to make sure that I would say that when you're at least on that 3-day tropical cyclone track, that's when you want to at least get some cash in hand. If you're leaving the house, turning off the main water valves, and what else you got over there?
The one thing that I was thinking about through all of this is these are designed, at least how I'm reading and hearing, for ourselves, but it's amazing what people do and how they pull together when a storm comes.
Oh my gosh.
So
yes.
When I think about the things that you're discussing is not just necessarily buying the bottled waters for Jim Schmidt or for Anita Hiles or whatever else individually, but think of all the people that don't prepare that, yes, we'd like to think that they all should have done their own individual part, but we almost might need to build up that supply of the kits that you talked about, the waters, the doing the things, because when somebody was foolish enough not to, we're probably going to pull them in to help them and do certain things. And if you have just enough for you, somebody's going to be left out in the dark. And
that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Absolutely.
Because maybe you have an elderly neighbor, and they might not be as prepared.
I had no idea how to get
out
there.
You might want to check up on them at least. And then ask them if they need any assistance because you don't know where their family is or if they have any family.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that is one thing.
It depends on how you know your neighbors.
We do pull together and it's important.
As a community,
it's important to know your neighbors. And this is one of the reasons why, because when things get going, we're going to have to rely on each other.
Yep.
Because law enforcement and fire department may not be able to get through. And if they have told you to evacuate, you need to evacuate.
You got to listen.
Yeah, you got to listen. If you choose to stay, you're not going to get rescued.
At your own risk. If they've told you to evacuate and you're ignoring it, then you're putting yourself and potentially your family at risk.
That's it.
Yeah.
So this information is, you can get it online with at the City of Jacksonville Preparation Guide.
That COJ there on the internet?
I am yes.
I've got one here that says www.jacksready.com.
Jacksready.com. I will have this on my site. So on my Facebook page at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, please go on that. Take a look at it. You know, we're a month away. We are a month away, and before we know it, it's going to be here. So start collecting those things you need to be the neighbor that is prepared.
Right. That's a
good
idea.
If you're injured,
people will appreciate
you're going to be happy I'm your neighbor if you're injured, because I will have a whole triage.
And you know what? It's 87 degrees already. Means it's getting hot.
I love it when it's hot. It's margarita time for some hot properties here. And I'll tell you, I've got this wonderful deal that's only $135,000. It's unbelievable to me. It would be a nice first home over
the condo.
No, it's a
single
house.
Family?
It's over off of Southside Boulevard and Beach Boulevard at 9864. That's 9864 Eve Drive North. And that's in the area of Beach and Southside Boulevard. It is a 3-1. It's over 1,125 square feet. They just redid the bathroom. It looks amazing. You need to look it up online.
Wow. What was the price again?
It's $135,000.
That's a great starter price at home, yeah?
Yes, it is a deal, and I could live in this house. So, I mean, it is in good shape. And if you already have one and you want to invest, this is the way to do it. This would make a good rental property as well.
Mm.
And you guys know I love ICI Homes. I love Tamaya. It's such a wonderful place to live. And it's across the street from my office there at Beach and Kernan. And I do have a listing there that is absolutely gorgeous, I think. I have it somewhere here. I will get back to that in just a second.
She's looking for a margarita.
I'm looking for my margarita. Maybe I had too many margaritas.
Yeah, where's that?
Yeah. Well, here's another home. Let's get to this one first. It's at 322 North Harbor Village Point in Palm Coast. This is 322 North Harbor Village Point in Palm Coast.
Because you're not just here in Jacksonville.
No, we are everywhere. We are from, we cover Florida, but we have offices throughout, all the way down from the Keys, all the way up to the state line there.
Awesome.
St. Mary's. So this home is $925,000, and it is a three-bedroom, three-bathroom, 3,258 square feet. It is definitely the Florida lifestyle. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is on a water. It has a dock, and it has a little pier, boat ramp.
Oh, perfect.
Jim, I think you should buy this. I think this is just
right in
up
the wheelhouse.
Your alley, up in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And as I was talking about Tamaya, it is an awesome place to live, and we're going to have an open house this Sunday there from 12 to 3, and the address is 3145 Brett Unger Drive, 32246. Again, that is in the area of Kernan and Beach Boulevard. It's $485,000. It is built in 2014, so it was in the first phase. Let me tell you something. This house was barely lived in, and it has a wonderful, wonderful sunroom that is AC and heated.
Oh, I love that.
And it has a prime spot overlooking
Sipping
the water.
Coffee right there.
Oh my
right?
gosh.
Morning time.
Yes.
Margaritas and, at night.
Tamaya is such a great
I
should have
bought that place.
Yeah.
Such a great you, layout, great it location.
It is. And they have fun there. They have fun. They have food truck night. They have all these different little events that you can go to if you choose to. And their clubhouse, if you haven't had a tour, call me at 904-290-1552. I will give you a personal tour. It is truly amazing, the lifestyle at Tamaya. And thank you for listening in on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm looking forward to having you next week. And don't forget, if you want to list or buy with me, I'm willing to buy that home warranty at a value of $550,000. You can call me at 904-290-1552. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com.
Well, Anita, thanks to your guest. And who did we
yes.
have again?
God, what is your name?
My name is Jim Schmid
Jim.
From Loan Depot.
And where can they reach you, Jim?
LoanDepot.com/J Schmid, or my cell phone is 904-703-6162.
And Jeff?
Jeff Stone King, Brightway Insurance, and phone number 904-538-0411. You can also find me at MrBrightway.com.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, you guys are